back to Rosie on the House. We're touching on the subject of aging in place. And just like Patty's phone call a minute ago before the break, you know, she wants to know, what can I do to my house to make it lower maintenance? Here's a tip. Buy a masonry home.
Tell you what, that masonry veneer she's talking about,
yeah,
won't ever have to paint it, won't ever have to caulk it, won't ever have to worry about, you know, ugly cracks in it.
Yeah. But like you say, a lot of people have done it awfully ugly. They do it real wrong. They get a little too cutesy with it.
Well, the cutesy, and then to keep up with market demand of, you know, the suddenly brand new product, you know, everyone was coming out with something cheap and fast.
Yep.
And a lot of it were molded cement forms that they color dyed. I mean, that scratched, that chipped, that, you know, crumbled apart. I mean, it was just, it was a very big industry with lots of dollars. So there was a lot of products put on the market really quick that really should have never gotten to the market.
And she can take a look at Superlight's product on their website.
Superlightblock.com. And that's LITE, Superlightblock.com.
Go to products and take a look at the Dufferin Stone. Take a look at that, Patty. You'll like it. But aging in place means staying in the home you're currently in and maybe accepting multi-generations back under one roof. And boy, I know some of you have high anxiety over situations like that. And I could get high anxiety over that based on who it is that's coming into my house. But generally speaking, I think it's a very healthy environment. I would look forward to it. And I'm imagining that there may be a day we'll be doing that at our house. And I know for Jennifer, being married to her for 35 years, I know I'll never get her to move one block farther away from her grandchildren than she currently is. If we're moving, Romy, we're probably buying a trailer and moving into your house.
Oh, boy.
We're just going to get closer and closer and closer. Hey, let's get back to the phones.
Bring chainsaws.
Bring tools.
And your tools.
That's right. We do have people on hold. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in. We've got room for you. But right now, let's get Steve in Tucson. Good morning, Steve. How can we help you, my friend?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show.
You betcha.
I have a house that was built in 1987 and I've been there 15 years, and I've never had any trouble, but it has polybutylene pipes, they tell me.
Okay.
So your phone screener told me I should buy a lottery ticket, that I'm real lucky. But I guess I want to get you guys advice about, is it just the cold, or is it the cold and hot, and what kind of job am I looking at as far as I want to replace that?
Steve, what failed wasn't the pipe itself. It was the fittings. And it wasn't so much the heat or the cold, because the polybutyl failed in Tucson, Arizona. It failed in Duluth, Minnesota. It failed every place it was installed improperly. Okay? I'm going to tell you that if I lived in a home in Tucson, as old as your home, and I knew it had polybutylene, I'd probably call my friend Bill Woods at Woods Plumbing and have him put the old evil eye of experience on the whole thing and start taking a look and at the very least get a proposal for replumbing the house. You know, at least you could start saving up for it now, and then you can replumb in flexible PEX, or you can replumb in copper. Get an estimate for both and get Bill's recommendations. I can list pros and cons to go either way. It really kind of depends on the particular house that you're in. But 87 polybutylene, never had any problems. I agree with my call screener. Go buy yourself a lottery ticket.
All right. I'll give them a call. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. You know, one of the things about aging a home, we've talked about it a couple times here, is those high-maintenance surfaces and products, getting them replaced into the lower-maintenance items. You know, another thing is if you're going to age in place and you're going to age with maybe additional family members in under your new roof, it's a great time to just stop and consider what remodeling would have to be done to increase your overall quality of life. And something that gets done fairly often is we go in and we start widening doors. Not so much always to make them accommodate a wheelchair, but a walker as well. It's much easier to get through a 36-inch door with a walker. So that's something that we do on a fairly regular basis. We go into the homes and we widen all the doors. We've gone in the homes before and we've actually widened the hallways and made room, a little extra room. Another thing we do is we enlarge a lot of the windows to bring in natural light. We also do things with the home security system to make the home more secure. Now, when you're bringing in a lot of extra light and you're bringing in extra windows, you got to remember that's going to have an impact on your summer cooling bill. So it'd be a great opportunity to assess the right window and the right glazing option for that window. And when you're looking at replacing windows, know this, you're not going to accomplish anything with what these insulating window contractors sell as double and triple pane when they're crammed up so tight they don't give you the R value. I'll talk more specifically about what to look for when we get back right after this.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.